Offensive linemen, they have so many different looks that they can give you defensively. What's the biggest concern?
Just knowing the personnel that's on the field, knowing who's out there, and knowing who we have to be responsible for. So just us going out there, making sure we're on the same page. It's going to be a lot easier that we're at home. We can communicate, not as much noise. So it's going to be it'll be good for us.
What do you expect from that atmosphere? I mean, is it built up, you know, knowing who they are and that they're undefeated?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team. Obviously, they're the defending Super Bowl champs. So we got to go out there and be on our game. Not put our defense in a bad position. A lot of times they'll get up on teams early and allow their defense to really go into attack mode. So we got to make sure that we hold up our end of the bargain and make sure we do some good things on offense.
What I was trying to get at is, when you go up against that, like a team like that, does it get you more up, you know, more hype, more up? Is there more?
I think subconsciously you have to. I mean, they're obviously the champions, so you want to go out there and you want to beat the champion. So if we want to get to where we want to go, we got to go through teams like New England. So they're a great team, and it's gonna be a fun game on Sunday.
Are some of the keys to their defense the personnel they actually have on the line at a certain time?
You know what I think makes them so good is they have guys that are very, very versatile. If you look at any of their players, they can rush the passer, like the front seven, I'm saying. You know, they can rush the passer, be a defensive lineman, or they can drop in coverage and be, you know, a linebacker. So we got to make sure we're communicating on who's on the field and what we want to do with our, you know, protections or whatever it is in the run game.
27 sacks from 9 different guys, Justin. So that tells me that they're not afraid to send anybody at any time from anywhere.
Exactly, and that's something that it makes them very good, as they are versatile and they have those guys that can play multiple positions. They got, you know, a Syracuse guy, Chandler Jones, got a bunch of sacks. So it'll be fun going up against him, because I got to go against him for 4 years in college. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
How'd that matchup go?
In college?
We
had some battles. I don't think we knew how good me and him really were. And then he gets drafted in the first round. We always just said we promised each other we were going to go first round when we were there. And he went first, and he went 21, and I had to top him a little bit. But he's having a really good year, so he's one of the guys we're going to make sure we focus in on, because he's a great player.
What are the keys of his characteristics? What's made him so successful this year?
He does a lot of things very well. He's a big, strong, tall guy, very, very long in the way he plays. And I think he's done great. I mean, he gets after the ball. He's relentless in the way he pass rushes. So we got our work cut out for him. But that's all their guys. All their guys are very well coached, and they play the game the right way. No problem.
Have you ever had a concussion before?
I had one my rookie year, so it was not. I knew what the symptoms were like, and I know that this one wasn't like that. It was just. It was different. It was different for sure.
How tough was it to lose Will Beattie? I mean, obviously he hasn't played this year, but knowing that he's not coming back now.
It's kind of been. It's been that way with the Giants offensive line. We've had guys go down, and it's been who's going to step up and who's going to make plays. So that's kind of been the mentality. Obviously, it's tough to lose one of your, you know, starters or projected starters going into the season. But we got to move on and make sure that we're ready to go, because we don't have anyone else coming in for reinforcements. We got the guys we have right now, and we got to go win with these guys.
Justin,
nice mustache, by the way.
When you take the field Sunday, a game that you think you have a chance in, what does the mentality have to be? What does the preparation level going in have to be?
You know, Coach has been harping on all week that we got to chase perfection and catch excellence. So I think that we got to be on top of our game and make sure that we're not hurting ourselves. We're not putting ourselves in bad positions. And I think a lot of times when teams play New England and they know that they're undefeated, they think they have to play a perfect game. You don't have to play a perfect game. You just don't have to hurt yourself. You can't put yourself behind the sticks, give their offense short yard, down and distance to go. So we got to play a clean game up front, and have all three phases play together. I think we've been close this year having all three phases play in harmony, but we can really capture that on Sunday. No problem.